Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend Kim Levine back on the show. Kim has been a long-time member of our Brain Trust. She's a best-selling author of the book Mommy Millionaire. She also is the author of the subversive document, The Mommy Manifesto, and she's the president of Mommy Millionaire Media and many other things. She's a great entrepreneur. She's doing a lot of great work out there to help entrepreneurs follow their dream. Kim Levine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I love everything you say about me, and especially that title, subversive. You got to be subversive.
Mommy Manifesto.
You have to do things differently, and I'm proving to people that that's the recipe for success.
Well, you certainly do that, and we like that. We like the way you shake things up, Kim. Kim, one of the things that's going on out there right now is the economy's, you know, struggling. Small business owners are just trying to make sure they hold their own. Some people are doing great, but there's a lot of people out there who are still kind of afraid and just holding on to what they got. And there are many, many people who want to start a business, but this is from a marketplace standpoint, it's not a great environment. Banks aren't going to loan money for a startup, et cetera, et cetera. But you've discovered something in the area of investor capital that I'd like for you to tell us about. What have you been working on? I know we talked about one of your events back earlier in the year that you conducted to help put investors and startups together, right?
Right. Well, I tell you, Jim, I am on the front lines of the business world, and this business world is on fire. I can't tell you how many people are starting new businesses. And just, you know, you have to be bold and act with courage at this time. And one of the remarkable things that I discovered, shocking, Jim, it's shocking, that I had a private equity summit kickoff event in my small little town of Grand Haven, Michigan, population 35,000 people in February in the middle of a blizzard. Mm-hmm. Women traveled from all over the country in Canada because the purpose was to connect women entrepreneurs with capital. You know I'm passionate about this because mm-hmm. women only receive 4% of the private equity money that's out
right.
there. And it is shocking to me that one of these entrepreneurs has 20 investors competing to give her money. She
wow.
was invited to present to investor groups across Michigan, you know, or ground zero in the recession, which, you know, just tells me that there's so much money here. She actually even went on to present invitations across the United States and Canada. And I have found, Jim, it's just to me that there's more money out there than there are qualified entrepreneurs.
Well, there's one thing about it. There's no question, Kim, that there's lots of money out there sitting on the sidelines. And the venture capitalists went many, many years. In fact, for a whole lot of the last decade, they went from probably overfunding in the 90s to probably underfunding in the last decade. What do you think about that?
Well, this isn't venture capital money, and this is what's so remarkable. This is what's revolutionary, and this is what the opportunity is. Because venture capital, traditionally, they were what, you know, private equity was. But, you know, they have a minimum investment threshold of like $10 million. Angel investing, on the other hand, is this phenomenon that's growing by 20% a year. They are pumping $20 billion a year into this economy.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, their private investors who are coming together, they typically get a 30% return on their investment. A down stock market, Jim, means higher, you know, higher rewards in this ground floor investment opportunity. That's why so many people are getting in on this.
So all the people, all the people at your
economy equals lots of capital.
All the people at your event were angel investors. All the investor types.
Yes, I don't. You know,
remind the audience. Kim, remind the audience what an angel investor is.
an angel investor is sort of like the mid-gap between banks and venture capital. Angel investors are certified by the Securities and Exchange Commission to be high net worth individuals. They come together usually in their community to form groups and invest for almost a lot of times the purpose of economic development in their communities. But, yeah, you know, they're getting 30% return on their money. But they're individuals. They have a very low investment threshold. I've seen them put as little as $60,000 in a business, as much as $10 million, and a more patient exit strategy. And, Jim, it used
that
to
means,
be
that
means
they
would
they
come and work.
That, an angel, I'm going to stop for a second. One thing you said, that you said something about them being certified. An angel investor doesn't have to be certified. If you know someone in your area who has money to invest and you cut a deal with them to own part of your company, then, you know, nobody has to certify that. So I want to make sure.
Well, that's not right. Angel investors typically are people who come together in groups. They're investment groups.
But what I mean, I just want to make sure that we point out, Kim, angel investors don't have to come together in groups. They don't have to be certified.
Absolutely.
But you're right. What's happening, though, see, angel investors started out doing this when nobody even knew what they were. And uh-huh. but in the last several years they've kind of gotten organized and are operating more along the lines of what you're talking about.
Right, because these individuals that you talk about that work on their own don't have time to vet and qualify and do due diligence on all these deals. So they come together with groups and they hire a staff to do that.
And also, if they've got $60,000 to invest, let's say, they might join a larger group, as you said, spread the risk and the opportunity, and maybe invest in four companies instead of one company.
Absolutely. For them to be involved in an angel group, per se, they have to have $2 million liquid. They have to have $2 million in cash certified by the SEC. Otherwise, there are so many other private investors. You know, Jim, funding your business is a process. Most people start with their own funds. Then they move to credit cards. Well, that's gone. Then they move to family and friends. Then, you know, then banks. Then they move to personal investors, angel investors, and venture capital. That's the food chain. And you have to be courageous now because banks aren't lending money anymore. And at the same time, all this capital is out there, Jim. And when I found out that this woman who I, to investors, was being courted by 20, it was just shocking to me because I've raised angel capital twice. Right. I've never seen this kind of access to capital. And one thing.
But you have to have you have to have your cornflakes together. When we come back, I'm going to get Kim to remind us about what those cornflakes need to look like when you put them in front of an angel investor group. We'll do that after these messages. Banks are not lending to startups. Banks are not lending for that kind of investment. They are lending to established businesses, and especially independent community banks, but not just to startups. 20 after, right back with Kim Levine. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.